There was an emerging ideology of chieftainship, in which control of trade and exotic items like tropical bird feathers, an obsidian, that's volcanic glass, and a knowledge of distant lands and markets were vital to an emerging ideology of chieftainship, to an ideology that was just as important as it was in other parts of the world, like Egypt. These general developments took place in many areas of the highlands and lowlands, but by far the most famous of these early, emerging, more complex societies was that of the Olmec. The Olmec occupied a revered place in the legend and lore of later Mesoamerican civilizations. Maya priests and lords recognized the profound cultural legacy that they owed to these ancestral Mesoamericans. So did the Aztecs of the highlands, whose rain god Tlaloc may have originated among the primordial deities of the Olmec. Earlier generations of scholars thought of the Olmec as a sort of mother civilization for Mesoamerica, the ancestor of all later civilizations in the region. This was a simplistic model, perhaps appropriate at a time when we knew so much less about Maya civilization than we do now, or about the civilizations in the highlands, and it dates from a time before the decipherment of Maya glyphs, which have thrown so much light on the society. Today, we know that Olmec, in fact, was a series of powerful chiefdoms along the Veracruz and Tabasco coasts, which may have influenced adjacent areas very considerably. Now, Olmec societies flourished in a time when art motifs, religious symbols, and ritual beliefs were shared among chiefdoms in many different regions. Why? As a result of constant contacts between kin leaders and regular exchange and trading activity. Indeed, Olmec art and artifacts have been found over an area 20 times that of the core Olmec region. They've even been found in pre-Maya burials under the great Maya city of Copan in Honduras, a long way away. What do we know archaeologically about the Olmec? We know that they lived along the Mexican South Gulf coast between about 1500 and 500 BC in a low-lying tropical homeland rich in animals and plant foods. The birds, fish, and land animals of the forest soon formed an important part of a remarkably sophisticated art style, which was to leave a permanent imprint on Mesoamerican life. Both the beliefs and the art, which depicted these animals and plants, had ancient indigenous roots. They were one of the foundations of an ideology that gave animals personality, that created deities that were half human and half animals. By 1250 BC, the people of San Lorenzo in the Veracruz region lived on an earthen platform set in the midst of swampy terrain. Soon, their leaders of these people erected platforms and plazas around the platform where they lived. A century later, they began erecting monumental portraits of themselves, huge, scowling faces, snarling with contemptuous expressions, clearly portraits of rulers. But here was a setting of pyramids and plazas, a setting for public performance of ritual, a persistent theme in later Mesoamerican civilization. Another Olmec site, La Venta, close to the Gulf Coast in the same general region, rose on an island in a swamp, with mounds forming, or delineating, should we say, a rectangular plaza. Here again, huge sculptures depict rulers with expressions of contempt. Nearby are throne-like stone blocks, which show seated figures, perhaps rulers, and often also jaguars, because the power of the jaguar, the forest beast, the dangerous tiger, or the dangerous carnivore, I should say, was definitely associated with shamanship and rulership.